Well, it's always a very, very tough trip across the Tasman, and you're never quite sure what you got from the Warriors, but the Brisbane Broncos have been superb, coming away with a 24-16 win over the Warriors. Justin Hodges, unfortunately, looks like he's got that hamstring issue again, and joining us on the line is Corey Parker. G'day, Corey.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Jeez, got a bit close late, mate. We're going well.
Yeah, it did. You're right, it did.
I guess you always sense that with the Warriors, though, Corey. They're never quite done, are they?
No, they're not. Look, we got, we had a lot of the ball in the first half, and we defend really well, and I thought we probably should have put another try on. But anyway, it was 16-0 at half time, and then we knew that the second half they were going to get the rub of the green, some momentum, and they certainly did that, and made it very close at the end there. But I thought, to our boys' credit, we hung in there and stuck to our guns, and we got away with a really good win. I mean, it's been 6 years, I think, since we've been over there and got the 2 points, so wow. It was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 from 4 to start the season as well. It's probably exceeded expectations externally. Corey, what about internally? You guys would have been expecting a start similar to that?
Oh, look, if you said to us at the start of the year, you're going to be 3 from 4 after, we'd be delighted with that.
Yeah.
I guess we went to, our season, I guess, started in England against Wigan, but, we were pretty poor against South we were good for 30 minutes of that game and then we fell away. But, that in itself probably wasn't too much of a bad thing because South's obviously the number one side and it sort of was a real barometer on where we were at. But, we got back from there and we worked really hard, and we won our game against Cronulla on in the back of our defence. We had a good attacking game against Cowboys, and then I thought there was a good mix of both over there yesterday. But it was nice to get a win. It was certainly a good time to play footy over there, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in the rain in winter. But the body's feeling it today.
Yeah, well, I guess you started a bad weekend for them, mate, unfortunately. you gave it to the Warriors, and then, of course, they lost the World Cup final.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I heard you guys just were talking to Brad Haddon and Faulkner, and there's probably a better conversation than what they're talking to me about. But, they did fantastic. We were able to catch the game or parts of the game in the at the airport and sort of sitting there cheering them on. But it was fantastic. Well, we've had a close eye on the World Cup, internally with our side over the last what seems like 5 months. But I'm not sure exactly how long it is. But it felt like five.
It felt like five.
Great result for Australia and the way they did it. And the crowd, the atmosphere would have been amazing down there.
Yeah, huge. Excellent. Record crowd for a game of cricket in Australia. Corey, I want to talk about some of the issues that are coming out of rugby league at the moment, the interchange, the reduction, the numbers. You strike me as a guy who would prefer to have fewer interchange. Do you think it's going to have the desired result that they're looking for, and that is more fatigue coming to the game and different body shapes be able to play the game of rugby league?
The short answer, I think, is yes. I think it will. I'm all for it. I'd love to have, I'm not sure exactly the number they're throwing around, but look, I'd love to have 8 or 6 interchange.
Yeah.
And I guess it'd then dilute that, that problem we've got with, the wrestling and that sort of gang tackle and, that sort of stuff. And you'd bring the smaller, sort of sharper guys back into the game late in the half. I mean, if you've only got 6 interchange, let's say that's 3.5, there's going to be times there where you're going to have to ask some big bodies to play or defend or do something that they don't normally do. So I'm all for it, but I guess we'll have to wait and see to when it will happen.
Well, the bodies won't be so big if that's the case. The other interesting point is, and Phil Gould wrote about it in an article yesterday, and I was speaking to a guy on Friday in Sean Garlick, who used to be a hooker, obviously, and he remembers the time when to pack a scrum, you used to run to the scrum and pack the scrum straight away. And I don't know, I'm trying to remember to the start of your career, Corey, whether that was the case. And how is it that it's got into the game that you stand around for 40, 50 seconds waiting to pack a scrum, which is just allowing the athlete to not be as fatigued during the course of the game?
Yeah, correct. I guess you do it now because you're allowed to.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
you know, like yesterday, you know, we were in front, and the Warriors were sort of clawing back, and you know, they were running to the scrum, but I didn't have any dramas walking to the scrum.
No.
There is a couple of things like that I guess we could change. I mean, a lot of people saying the scrum's got to go, but look, the scrum's going to obviously stay. But certainly, I think if the interchange dropped, you'd see a different game, I reckon. It'd be an interesting sort of concept.
And, mate, we're only four rounds in. You're tracking beautifully the Broncos with three wins. Did you think Newcastle would be undefeated after four rounds and the Cowboys haven't had a win?
They haven't had a win yet. They've got to finish the round tonight. But no, to be very honest, I didn't. To answer your question, no. I didn't think the Cowboys would be winless, and I didn't think Newcastle would be undefeated. So I guess that's just twists and turns that the NRL throw at you. But from a personal point of view, from the Broncos, we sort of work in blocks, and the first block that we've had has been a good one. I think from round one to round four, we've certainly improved as a side, and we've got some belief, and the combinations have become a bit better, and so things are good there. I mean, we're kidding ourselves if we think we're there, because we're not. We always got to keep improving, but with two away games that we have won, the Sharks on the road and Warriors on the road, they're tough road trips, so you got to take a little bit out of that.
The concussion issue too, Corey, and I just wonder on your experience on this. I don't know how you say, sometimes you might see a few stars and other times you're snoring, you know. How difficult is it for, first of all, the trainer and then the doctor, and to get some regulation and some standardisation across what constitutes a knockout?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one, because first and foremost, you want the well-being of the player, priority number one.
Yeah.
So for that to happen, if you've shown signs of concussion, that decision needs to be taken out of your hands, which is what we're doing at the moment with the testing. Then it's back onto the doctor's hands. Now, the doctors, whether they like to say it or they're not, I'm sure there's some clubs that do put a little pressure on the doctors for these players to make it through the test. But I mean, when you sort of look at it, I'm all for it. Now, I'm all for it at the moment, but, geez, it'd be hard to if you just had a knock, and for anyone that has had a knock while they play footy, to miss a grand final, for example, it'd be tough. But the test, I've done the test before, and it is quite arduous. I mean, even when you haven't had a knock, you've got to remember words and backwards and balance and right. All sorts of stuff. But so it is quite complex, but I guess at the end of the day, that the players' welfare is first and foremost. But I mean, we had a guy, Josh McGuire, he took no part of our game a week ago. Andrew McCulloch showed signs of concussion yesterday, went in, did the test, and was deemed to be fine to go back and play. But whether they have an independent doctor at every game, I don't know. But they've certainly talked about it. But I'm all for it.
Good on you, Corey. We do thank you very much. Just for the record, Paul Gallen actually was on the rub table the other day, and the under 20 player was getting the concussion test done on him, and Paul failed it.
That doesn't surprise me.
I shouldn't have told you, being a Queenslander, should I? Good on you, Corey. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.